It's interesting, though, when you look at the size of Rhode Island government on a state level, we have close to 3,000 fewer employees, but the budget has gone up. This past year, we passed a $8 billion, close to an $8 billion budget, and the cities and towns collect another $2 billion. So we have around $10 billion we're spending for a state with about a million people, as small as we are. Way too much. Rhode Island does not have a revenue problem. Rhode Island has a spending problem. We have more than enough money to pay for all the programs that we need to serve all of the citizens in our state. But we're not efficient. We're not effective. We need to reprioritize how we spend the money. Our whole approach to social services, we spend, when you look at FMAP dollars, $3 billion a year in social services. $3 billion, that's $7 million a day spent on social service programs. We have people on public assistance who turn down salary increases because they're afraid to hit the maximum ceiling of earnings that will take them off of cash assistance, food stamps, child care subsidies, Section 8 housing. So